went out with Jigger Cragen last night and he didn't come home.
Jigger Cragen?
Yeah, his new friend. He's a sailor on the big whaler, the Nancy B. She's sailing tomorrow. I'll be so happy.
Look, girls, we got work to do. Come on. You sweep those steps up there. You sit up there and keep out of the way and don't poke your noses in other people's business.
You need me, Cousin Nettie?
No, you stay out here and visit with Carrie. You haven't seen each other for a long time. Do you good. Is he working yet?
No. Cousin Nettie's been awful kind to us, letting us stay here with her.
Mr. Snow says a man that can't find work these days is just bone lazy.
Billy don't know any trade. He's only good at what he used to do. So now, he just don't do anything.
Wouldn't the carousel woman take him back?
I think she would, but he wouldn't go. I asked him why, but he won't tell me. Last Monday, he hit me.
Did he? You hit him back?
Oh, no.
Why'd you leave him?
I don't want to.
I would. I'd leave him. Thinks just because he's Billy Bigelow, he can do whatever he likes. Don't support you, beat you. He's a bad one.
He ain't willingly or meaningly bad.
Maybe he ain't. That night you sat on the bench together, he was gently then, you told me.
Yes. Yes, he was.
But now he's always acting up.
Well, not always. Sometimes he's gentle, even now. After supper, when he comes out here and stands... After supper, when he stands out here and listens to the music from the carousel, something comes over him, and he's gentle.
What's he say?
Nothing. He just sits and gets kind of thoughtful. You see, he's unhappy because he ain't working. That's really why he hit me on Monday.
Fine reason for hitting you. Beats his wife because he ain't working.
Well, it preys on his mind.
Did he hurt you?
Oh, no, Carrie, no.
Julia, Edwin just came in with your tray. Do you want anything?
I brought you your coffee.
Why'd you have a talk to her? She'll understand. Maybe she'll be glad to get rid of you. Maybe.
Billy, before I forget, I got something to tell you.
All right.
I've been wanting to tell you. In fact, I was going to yesterday.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I can't. We gotta be alone.
Don't you see I'm busy? Here, I'm talking business.
It'll only take a minute.
Get out of here or I'll...
I tell you, it'll only take a minute.
Will you get out of here?
No.
What did you say? Let her alone, Billy. I'll drop in at Bascom's Bank and get some change for the carousel. I'll be back in a few moments for your answer to my proposition. Well, then, tell me and make it quick.
I can't tell it so quick. Why don't you drink your coffee?
That? What you want to tell me?
Well, by the time you drink it, I'll have told you.
Well...
Well, yesterday, my head ached, and you asked me...
Yes,
Well, you see, that's what it is.
You sick?
Oh, nothing like that.
It's nothing.
It's awful hard to tell you. I'm not a bit scared, because it's a perfectly natural thing.
What is?
Well, when two people live together...
Yes,
I'm going to have a baby.
There, that's the end of that. What? Julie enters on the run to Billy from the house.
Billy, is it true? Are you really coming to the clam bake?
I think so, yes.
Oh, we'll have a barrel of fun. I'll show you all over the island. Know every inch of it. Been going to picnics there since I've been a little girl.
Billy, you better go and get that,
Get what, Billy?
The shawl. Billy said you ought to have a shawl. It gets cold at nights. Fog comes up. Ain't that what you said? Yes, I better go and get it, the shawl.
Now that's real thoughtful, Billy. Sleep, Billy, sleep. Sleep peaceful like a good boy. You weren't a good boy. You were bad, quick-tempered, and unhappy. But sleep peaceful now. I knew why you hit me. I always know everything you were thinking, but you didn't always know what I was thinking. One thing I never told you. Scared you'd laugh at me. I'll tell you now. I love you. I love you. I love you. I was always ashamed to say it out loud. But now I said it, didn't I? What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Oh, that's not rewinding, you know. Say, tell me something. Ain't you scared of me?
I ain't scared.
That journey of the...
Okay, go.
Say, tell me something. Ain't you scared of me? I mean, everyone's a crock that it will be taking my little girl.
I ain't scared.
That's your name, Julie. Julie something.
Julie Jordan. Careful.
Of what?
Of my character. You see, I'm never going to marry. I'm never going to marry. If I was going to marry, I wouldn't have to be such a stickler. But I'm never going to marry, and a girl who don't marry has got to be much more particular. No mind to what he said. Oh, yes, I would if I loved you. It would make no difference what you did, not even if I died for it. I don't know how I know. Just the same, I know how I. Keep going with the music, Mom. Just the same, I know how it'd be if I loved you. When I worked in the mill, weaving at the loom, I'd gaze absent-minded at the roof. And half the time the shuttle would get tangled in the thread and the warp would get mixed with the wool. If I love you. No, I don't. But somehow I can see just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say all I right about there being no wind. The blossoms are just coming down by themselves. Just their time, too, I reckon. He's your feller and you love him.